Are you relaxed now? You get to eat something. Freshen up. Do you notice that in the morning our mind is in one phenomena, but in the later session our mind gets more scattered? Can you see that? It's not the same. Think of this morning. This morning, observe, think how your mind was in the morning and how your mind is in this session. This shows the three characteristics. Practicing is not something mystical. Just observe your feelings from moment to moment. It changes all the time. Like happiness is our prey, and we just struggle, seek happiness. For some people, they get to see the picture of beautiful women and they get happy. Or for some people, they get to hear a nice sound, then they get happy. Or good taste, then they get happy. Or for some people, they struggle to find something delicious to eat. No matter how bad is the traffic is, they just struggle to find something good to eat. See, can you see that we always seek to find happiness? Happiness lure us to find something to satisfy. We seek the sight, the sound, the smell, the taste, enjoyment, mental enjoyment. Or for some people, they even do the sitting meditation and be content with the peacefulness that they get. These things are impermanent. None of the happiness, none of the peacefulness that is permanent. Even our mind, sometimes our mind is good, sometimes our mind is like mean, bad. But what is permanent is truth. So what we want is truth. That's the reason that we practice. We practice to learn about the truth, about the body and the mind. Until we see that everything is so normal. This body, it's suffering, it's impermanent, it's not ourselves, not non-selves. The mind as well, the mind is not permanent, cannot be controlled, it's non-self. So when we see the truth of the body and the mind, whatever happens in within this body and mind is natural. We age, we're sick, we're getting old, we die, it's normal. We see the truth of the mind until that when we see something we don't like, it's okay. So see, we see something that always get to separate from our loved one, then we'll see that it's normal. Even we don't get satisfied, it's temporary, it's normal. When we see the one that we like we get a good dream, or when we get to separate from our loved ones, or when we see bad things, it's like bad dreams. Everything is like a dream. It's temporary. So wake up into the truth of the present. Everything is not under our control. We cannot control anything. It just happens because of a cause. The body happens because of a cause. Like our genes, it define how old we're going to be. Sometimes we get sick even and die even before we expect. It's because of our genes that define. But who defines the genes? Who defines the genes and gave us this kind of body and physical condition? It's the karma. It's our karma that make us becomes a human like this, and to live for about this long, we have to get old, we have to sick, we have to die. It's the karma that define us to give this kind of physical condition. The Buddha. Like for the Buddha, he has accumulated a lot of merits, great amount of merits. why he only lived for about 80 years old. Because in the condition of a human being, you can live just for about this long. But if you be born like a Brahma god, then it's like very, very long. But we don't know them. We don't know about their lives. So what we experience in our lives is the karma that define. Like the body that we get this because of our old karma, and we do the new karma, which is to take a good care of this body. Don't be careless. So for a Buddhist, we don't surrender to the old karma. We just do a new deed. Everything is the karma. If we like get to hate some person, we see the enemy, which might be from the old karma, we can do a new karma, not to continue those hatred. Like the old karma define us that we have to meet this person and we have to meet, but we need to have a new karma as well. For example, you see your soulmate, and you met her or you met him, and then you have a new karma. You cheat on her or cheat on him, then you can get separate. That's a new karma. What still we decide what you're going to experience is a new karma. Happiness or unhappiness is your own deed, your action. So practice. The fact that you see that our lives just happen because of the reasons of our karma is the worldly dhamma for the worldly matters. But for like super mundane, to get enlightened is another kind of dhamma. So there are two levels. The one for the world, the one for enlightenment. If you go beyond the world, then you have to study the noble truths. If you study both, then you can live well with the world and you can get enlightened as well. So keep on practicing. Like the right view, the Eightfold Noble Paths. The first one is the right view. What is the right view? What is the cause of a thing? Cause and effect. Another thing is the noble truth. The right view is not only for the enlightenment, but also on the worldly living as well. So don't think that the Buddha only teach you to cultivate mindfulness. Only. No, it's not like that. He never taught anyone to only develop the mindfulness alone. The Buddha teaches us to abandon all the bad things, to cultivate all the good things, and then practice for the mind to be purified. How to purify the mind? You need to have the five precepts, concentration, and the wisdom. Then with the wisdom, then your mind is really purified. What you need to practice, there are a lot. So you might think, like, how do we do then? Both the world and the enlightenment path, there's a lot of things to do. So simply have mindfulness. With mindfulness, you can be good in both the worldly life and to get enlightened. And in the future, along the path, then you get to understand both the world and beyond the world. Okay, for those who stay at the temple, submit the homework. If you don't want to submit the homework, then just pass the microphone. For the person, they think that it's going to be slower than this, but they just pass on the microphone quickly. She can feel, she can notice the feelings more in more detail. Nopa said, do you see that everything arises and falls away? That's the most important thing. The phenomenon can be rough or in detail subtle. Sometimes when it's subtle, you cannot see it. So in that case, you can see the phenomena almost all the time if you can see it in detail. But the most important thing is to see the three characteristics. To see that it's impermanent, suffering, and non-self. This morning, do you feel that the Dhamma just get into your mind? It just hit you. He told her to sit comfortably. She said, last time she get addicted to the goodness. And she said she tend to be angry easily. During the day, she observed the feelings. Now that she stay at the temple, her mind is very busy, but she tried to stay with herself. But she cannot chant putto. She just be aware of the body and the mind. Nopa said, if you can do that, you can do that. Anything. The body, the feelings, the mental object, anything. Chanting putto is the mental object. You can use the body or the feelings as a foundation. It's okay. Anything. You just have to keep on practicing. But don't be greedy. Don't expect the results. Just practice. She said, when she gets angry, and she knows that she gets angry, in the beginning, she feels that she interfere the feelings, but later on, she feels that she interfere it less. She asked whether it's correct. Nopa said, just keep on practicing. You're on the right track. The last one for the temple, who stays at the temple. Okay, all done. If you don't ask, Longpa is going to check all those who stay at the temple if you don't submit the homework. Your mind is out, you might get lost. You tend to do this. You pull up the mind. Just be aware that this is the fabrication of the mind. Now the mind comes down. Do you see that? This is correct, but before it's not correct. Okay, anyone who wants to submit the homework, raise the number card. Raise the number card if you want to ask the question. She submit her homework for about overall picture of 2 years. Before, her mind used to be still. Now it gets more natural. Before, she just got attached to the knower because she was afraid that she would not practice well. But later, she did not attach to the knower any longer. So she can see that everything changes. So she feels that it gets better. She also sees that it's more relaxed with the practice. She sees the separation. She gets more relaxed, but it's never been like this before. Nungpa asked whether it's like this at this moment. It's not at the base now. She wants to know whether it's correct to see that, like, it's more relaxed. Nungpa said, if you just come back into the mind and you see the suffering. So notice if you feel that when you feel that it's so comfortable and just stay there for a long time, doesn't get changes, then observe it. Look it into the mind. Breathe and feel it. Do you see that the mind right now is not the same as before? Now it gets more suffer. Do you see that? but don't keep it. Don't try to keep it. So the knower can go out, the knower can come in, or the knower can get lost. It's okay. Just observe it. Even the knower is not stable. Don't try to keep the knower. But not that just let the knower go, just wandering around, not like that. Just be aware that the knower get outside, and then you breathe. But don't pull the mind back. Just breathe and feel it. And soon, it will just come back automatically. Concentration is more difficult. Before you see that the mind is correct, it takes time. It gets to the base now. Lompa said, yes, but don't pull it back in any longer, like more than this. Like right now, it's too tight. Do you feel that? If it's tight, then it's too much. But if it's like comfortable all the time outside, then you attach to the state outside. You'll be like a drama god. Number one, he's from Florida. Lompa used to give Dharma talk in Florida, and he went to see him to listen to his talk. Lompa told him that he was correct, and he kept practicing every day. And he said he heard that Lompa said, if you have time, you can read the Tripitaka, the scripture. And he also turned on the YouTube to listen to Dharma talk of other masters. And he listened to Lompa's talk. Lompa said he's excited. So he just paused. Lompa said, just have mindfulness. Be mindful of the body and the mind with a stable mind, impartial mind. I guarantee, if you listen to all the masters, you will come to the same place if it's correct. So you can just simply study at one place, like from Lompa, just one place, and soon you understand everything. And even you read the scripture, you understand. Just understand your mind first, and you understand. For you, don't struggle too much. Just know your mind at the present. The mind is your teacher. Don't listen to others, too many people. Just listen to your mind. But if it's good and it's so stable, you have to notice it. Everything must not be stable, must not be permanent, because you might be attached to a condition, to a state of something. You have to observe it. For Lompa also used this method when he was practicing in the beginning. At that time, his mind was bright, outside, stable all the time, and he noticed that it must be wrong somewhere. It cannot be stable like that. So keep on practicing and notice. Use observation. He'd been practicing for 1 year. Lompa told him before to cultivate wisdom. And he feels that he has a lot of suffering. Lompa said, yes, the mind is suffering. He said, the world is not us, and we are not the world, correct? Lompa said, correct, but your mind is still yourself. Do you see that? Once you become the stream enterer, your mind will not be yourself. The world, the five aggregates will not be ours. But now, like, the world is not ours. just keep on learning. Even the mind is not permanent. The mind cannot be controlled. Just keep observing, but don't think in advance. You need to observe the truth. Number 24. His first time submitting the homework. He practiced in the beginning of the year, the first 3 months. And it was good, and then it deteriorated. The Paul asked how. He said he can't observe the mind clearly. Lungpa said concentration is not enough. If the concentration is not sufficient, then you cannot see things clearly. Like you try to see things that submerge in the water. It's not clear to see. So if you cannot observe the mind clearly, just come back to the mind. Do the chanting, puto, puto. Breathe in, put, breathe out, to. And the mind will get peaceful automatically. And then even something moves a bit, then you notice it. What else? Just keep on practicing. You're okay. Your practice is good. Number 11. Number 11, do you see that your mind's greedy for the microphone? Your mind is shaking. Just be aware. Last week, she just submitted the homework. And Longpo told her not to be greedy, to be good. And she wants to ask. She wonders. She said, the mind that has already falls away, don't try to keep it. That's what Longpo teach. She wants more clarification. Longpo said, for some people, they see that the mind just goes out and they try to bring the mind back. So what Longpo means is that don't pull the mind back. Once it wanders off, let it go out and then start counting one again. Don't pull the mind back. That's what I want to tell. She has another question. When Longpo said that when we abandon the five aggregates and the body, we return back to the world, to the earth. She wonders, like, what about the aggregates of others as well? Where is it? Lungpa said, it all falls away. What leaves, what's left is only some mass, some materials in the world. But all the aggregates are all disappear. Like the body aggregates are all disappeared. They turn back to the earth. You think too much. Stay at the present. Who else? Anyone else want to ask a question? Number 10? Number 21? Number 23? She's been listening to Lungpa for about 2 months. She said she didn't understand a thing in the beginning. Lungpa said, he taught too easily, right? She said she didn't get used to it. She likes to listen to Lungpa's teaching during the work. And she find a lesson on the mind is Buddha. Lungpa said, right, you're not going to understand it. That's the lesson of Lungpo Dun. And she said while she was listening, she feels that her body is like lift up. Longpa said, that's all about concentration. She said she didn't intend to do the concentration. Longpa said, when you concentrate on something, even you sew the clothes, or even you do the garland, everything gives you concentration. Like Khun Mae, the nun, she likes to do the crochet. You know, just moves the hand around and she gets concentration. So in your case, that your mind is bright, that because your mind has concentration, it's normal. There's nothing about the mind is Buddha. But the mind is peaceful continuously. Then the mind gets peaceful. Then all the visions, the image, the visions can arise. That's normal. Don't get excited about it. And don't get addicted to it or don't play around with it. What else? She said it happened during when the time was about off the work. And she walks on the street, along the street. Then it rained. And she just sit and watch the rain. And she saw the light. And she realized that it's not ourselves, it's not myself. Nungpa said, what's important is whether your body is ours. She said she saw emptiness, but she saw stars in front, and she said she realized that it's not ourselves. Even the air is not ourselves. The air is not there, but it exists. She said, Lopa said, there's nothing unusual about it. The important thing is that don't pay attention to things outside. Pay attention to your body and mind. See that your body does not exist. When the mind is concentrated and get outside, it can see a lot of things. When you hear Dhamma by Zen, Lung Pudun taught about that. When you hear about that, about Zen, your mind will get kind of empty and you might think that you get enlightened. But it's not yours, it's not your condition. Like for Zen, everything is empty. You can easily become the wrong view. Try to come back to learn about your body and mind, and you can get through it. Things outside is not important. Nothing is interesting. Nothing is useful. Come back to your body and mind. Until you see that even your body and mind or things outside are all the same. They're all empty from self. Even the mind arises and falls away, arises and falls away all the time. You have to learn to see all these things, not to see that the world outside is empty. You have to come back to your body and mind. Number 21. That's not all the question, she said. She said she practiced before. She listened. Lungpa said, stop. Okay, throw away your question and take this homework from now on. When your body moves, be aware. The body standing, sitting, walking, lying down, working. When the body moves, just be aware. Do this, practice this, only this. Do you see that your body is nodding? Just observe your body moving. If you can observe it throughout the day, then even it's good. She wants to ask a question. She said, when she becomes aware that the mind wanders off and she knows it, is it correct? Lopa said, yes. Just try to be aware of your body. Why? Because your mind likes to wander off. And that's not good because you might tend to go out a lot. So try to move the body and be aware of your body a lot. And then you will have the correct concentration. Otherwise, you'll not just go around outside and know things outside. That's not good. Number 21. Do you see that your mind has changed? She said, it's fool me. She said, she feels that it's better, but she can feel some depressed. Lumpa said, that's not a problem. As the mind can be separate out like this, it has a good concentration, and you can see the feelings of sadness. These feelings are seen or observed. All these feelings, like the sadness, are things that are seen. Don't fix it. It's just a phenomenon, just like happiness, like greed, like hatred. It's all the feelings that are unknown. So like in your case, you see the sadness and your mind doesn't like it. Just observe it. Be aware. Like right now, your practice is good. But before, you just think about it. But now, your mind can separate to be a knower. It's better. She said she apologized. She said she doesn't work. She doesn't have a daily work. So she feels like, is it fooling her? She said, she can remember that Longpa said that the practice must not be separate from daily life. But she said, she cannot accept it that you said that her practice is better. She cannot accept it. Lungpa said, do you know that you are staying with the present and you can practice? Even if you don't have a work, then it's good. When you work in a daily life, you are so serious. You have a lot of tensions. There are a lot of things to handle, to think about, and you don't have time to practice. But now, you're retired. But the environment still have effect on you. Otherwise, the Buddha would not teach about sapaya, means good condition, good environment, peaceful environment. Environment is peaceful. So it supports the practice and your mind gets better, then it's not unusual. So you have to. Now it's like you practice and once in a while just go out into the field. Do you still have mindfulness? Just observe it. She has more questions. She asks, what she used to see doesn't come back. She asked why it doesn't come back. Lumpa said, whatever, just don't pay attention to it. If you still want it, then you will not get enlightened. You still have desire. Whenever you have desire, then you have suffering. You still do not surrender. She said, she feels that she wants to play around. She wants to have more knowledge, want to see what she used to see, to have some magical power. So is it like on the opposite way of others? Lungpa said, why do you want that kind of power? What for? She said she wants to see her parents. Lumpa said, just keep practicing. And if your mind gets to be in a good deeds, then you can, radiate. You can give this merits to your parents. If you want to see them with desire, then you have desire. You are not doing what can cause you to see your parents. You have to learn about your body and mind first. And when you get enlightened, then your old things that you have accumulated, the powers you have accumulated, will come back. But what you used to have as a layperson just before this, they are not real thing. It can fool you. The truth is in the present, in this body and mind. Observe at the present and you have better concentration. And when you have a good concentration, whatever you want to see, whatever you want to hear, you get to see and hear it. It will get to hear and see because you might have a right concentration. So, number six. Do you see? Do you want to do this and that? You want to see your parents, but you do the thing that is the opposite. Your mind is busy. His first time submitting the homework in his life, been practicing for about 1 month. What he observed is he has a neutral feelings, or sometimes he can say that, oh, it can just think by itself. When you realize that the mind can think on its own, it's a wisdom. He said he can observe on some days he can observe it frequently, but on some days he just cannot observe anything much. Rinpoche said, yes, keep on practicing like that. Your weakness, you don't have to ask. Your concentration is not enough. It's too weak. So every day, separate your time to breathing input, breathing out, to just practice it, to pay respect to the Buddha, but don't expect the result, and the mind will get more concentrated. But don't stress out. Concentration is not enough. If you have a good concentration, you can progress quickly. He got alarmed. She doesn't have a chance to come. She asked for homework. Nupa asked, what are you doing for the practice? She said, she listened to his Dhamma. Nupa asked, do you see defilement? She said, she's been listening for about 10 years already. But the mind doesn't get converged or anything like that. Lumpa said, you have not practiced enough and concentration is a little too weak. So try to do the mantra in your mind, like putto, putto, naturally, just to add up the concentration. You can cultivate the wisdom, but your weakness is concentration. You do not have enough power. She asks, like, when she chant putto, can she do it while exercising? Lumpa said, not quite. If you recite the word putto and you observe when the mind moves out, that's the best. When the mind moves out and you see it, that's good. And when you are more skillful, when you go exercise, jogging, and the mind moves out, then you can observe it automatically, very quickly. So practice butto, butto, and observe the mind moves out. That is good. If the mind doesn't move out at all, that's not good. She said, last question. If she practiced concentration, should she do the meditation? Lungpa said, separate the mind. Set aside a time to practice. It's like charging the battery. 22. It's her first time. Normally she listened to YouTube. She asked for a suggestion. He asked whether the mind is at the base. She said no. Lungpa correct, no. Can you see that it's off the base? Or you just answer because of my question, because you listened a lot? She said, yes, she has been listening a lot. Lungpa asked, do you see that the mind is at Lungpa and sometimes goes out? Do you see that? Do you see that the mind just moves around? What you practice is actually okay. Do you see that the mind is bright, it's more clear, it's more relaxed? From now on, just practice like this and cultivate wisdom. When you see that the body is like turning left, turning right, you see that, you see it like you are observing other person. Or when the mind is angry, you just observe that it's like other people gets angry, not yourself. And set aside the time to do the formal practice. Your practice is okay. It's on the right track. For a layperson have weakness on concentration. Another thing is continuity. Sometimes you practice and sometimes you don't practice. But if you are very disciplined, then you can progress. So every day, set aside the time, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, practice the formal meditation every day. And your daily life, when you do the mindfulness in daily life, it will get better. Otherwise, it would like you just use the battery all the time and you don't charge it. So you have to do the formal meditation as a battery charging. And when you get into the field, meaning that you go into the daily life, then you can have the power. Number 5. She asked for a suggestion whether she's on the right track. Lungpa said, correct. When your mind is worried, do you know? Your mind tend to be worried a lot. Do you see that worries are something that comes by itself? We are not inviting it. Sometimes the worries comes and goes. You think again, then the worries comes, and then it disappears. Other feelings are all the same. Just see that it comes and goes, comes and goes. Everything in our life just comes and goes. Observe it like this. This is a lot for you to practice already. Number 23, raise your hand, number 23.
Hello. Hello. First time here. It's nice to be here. I get in contact with your teaching by reading your book, which I accidentally found on the airport. The name of the book is To See the Truth. I want to ask one question. I want to ask you, what do you think about the spiritual practices to being used as a medical tool? And also I wanted to ask you, you had a medical condition, and I wanted to ask you how that interfered with your practice, and can you say a little bit more about it?
The body and mind is related. When the mind is bright, the body changes. We will get smiling. When the mind is sad, our face also sadden. Like when we are sick, normally we get discouraged. The mind has suffering, the body gets suffering. The body suffering is not enough, then the mind only suffer as well. The doctor can only treat you with physical illness. So if you have not practiced before, you get suffer both body and mind. But for Lungpa, his body and mind is separated without intention. So all the feelings are separate out. So when you go to the hospital, he has been hospitalized. He never get bored, he never get lonely, annoyed. Wherever he is, he can be happy. The mind that is bright, the mind that is peaceful, does not add up the suffering. Each person, when they have medical treatment, they get pain. Like the operation, you get wooden. They get a lot of pain. Why? Because the mind gets to worry about the pain. It doesn't see that the body is one in one part, the mind is another part. If you see that it's separate out, the pain is only the real pain, but the pain will not be expanded. So we have to practice our mind, and when we get pain to our body, the pain will not be as bad. For Long Po, he got the chemotherapy the second time or just the third time. The body would get very bad. And he got some wound at the bottom. And the doctor get him operated. The doctor gave the morphine to the nurse. At that night, they prepared to give Long Po morphine. So the nurse always come and ask him all the time, like, do you want morphine now? And Long Po said, no, no, not yet. Until he said, okay, I'll ask for a medicine like a paracetamol. He didn't need the morphine. It's not because he's not a Superman, but it's because the mind and the body is separated. He used to teach his friends, his female friend, when they have menstruation, the period, and she got like pain in the stomach badly. Long Po taught her, still see that the body is one part, the feeling is another part, the mind is another part. And she no longer has that kind of bad pain, just a little pain. But in the past, when it has a little pain, the mind got attached. The mind just get worried about it, just concerned about the pain and expanded the feelings, the perception. So the pain is expanded. So practice. And you'll see that the feelings and the pain will get decreased. And because the body will get more power. It has some kind of the power, the airflow inside your body. Like Long Po, he went to do the marrow transplant. He got a bad chemotherapy. White blood cell has come down to zero. But most people get hospitalized for about 45 days or 2 months. They cannot get out because the body is very weak. But for Long Po, he stayed for 28 days. He intend that he have to get out of the hospital. If on the 29th, he's going to get sicker because it was so cold in the room. So he intend that he has to get out of the hospital within 28 days. So on the 26th day, still has all the, you know, the strings into his blood, his body. And he said to himself, tomorrow he will get off all the strings to his body because he wants to go back to the temple. So on the 28th day, the doctor gets off all those strings and he can get back to the temple. He got on the van, come back to the temple. He wants natural air, and the air just get into his body. Like, it's even that normal air, he gets very cold. It's like the air pressure all the time. He'll get sick easily. He sits in the car and he get the light, and he just practice. He has a meditation device. is called Daishokasin, which means he meditate on the fire element for about 1 hour until he reach in about near the temple. Then he has more power. Otherwise, he would get just too cold. The mind can really help the body in several ways. Like for some person, he has a car accident. The mind just get out and see the body just turn around, turn around, turn around in the car accident. The head will knock the roof. Then she can just, you know, get away from that. But meditation is not only useful to save your body or to make your body healthy. That is too shallow. Meditation has a useful because the most usefulness of meditation is to bring you to learn about your body and mind. This is the most important thing. The Westerner normally know the Buddhists in the aspect of meditation. These days, they meditate a lot and they think that this is Buddhism, but actually concentration exists before even the Buddha. But what the Buddhism has, other than other religions, is to learn about the truth about the body and the mind. When you see the truth about the body and the mind, and then without intention, you will no longer be suffer with the body or the mind. Whether your body is sick, die, old, getting aging, you will not get suffered. Even you get separated from your loved one, you get to experience what you don't like, your mind will not get too sensitive because you know that every feeling comes and goes. So the mind will not get suffered. So the goal of Buddhism is not peacefulness. It's not for the concentration to use with the body. That can be helpful, but it has the greater benefits is to learn about your body and mind. If you understand the truth of the body and mind, you will not get suffered because of the body and the mind. The body gets sick is the matter of the body. It's not us. Our mind, whether happy, unhappy, will see that everything is temporary. The mind will not hungry for happiness or hate suffering. It will not be like greedy or hate anything. So whatever happened to our lives, you are not get suffered. So for Buddhism, if you practice until you understand the truth, the natural of the body and the mind will no longer have suffering in the mind. The suffering will only exist in the body. And if your mind have more power, it can help with your body. For some of the teachers, when they get sick a lot, Long Bu Te is the name of the masters, the doctor cannot cure him. So he got back. And then he cured himself. He can stay for many years later. Another master, Long Bu Zhan, doctor said, the doctor asked him to go back to the temple as well. So he cured himself with the meditation power as well. So concentration has the benefit. It can be used to help yourself with the body condition. Or the concentration that you practice until you have some magical power, like there is a fire at the temple. It talks about another master. The fire was about to reach his cottage, and suddenly the air just blow the fire on the opposite side, so it cannot reach his cottage. These are all about the spiritual power. So concentration, is it beneficial? Yes, it is. But vipassana, insight meditation, the wisdom is necessary. Concentration helps you to live in the world, help you to cultivate wisdom, but the wisdom itself helps you to be liberated from all the suffering, all the suffering will not get to reach you. Okay, this is about the time for today.